It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town and a happy Friday to you. I have a great guest for a Friday. It is Melissa Hudson, coordinator at Pites Cancer Support House, and we are going to talk about the many different facets of Pites Cancer Support House, from the information they can provide, support groups, just a little bit of everything we've got on the plate today. Melissa, great to have you here.
Great to be here. Good. Thank you for having me. I just love coming and sharing about the Pites Cancer Support House. You know, there's so many people to this day that don't know about the Pites Cancer Support House and what we have to offer. And sometimes it's just coming in and getting that tour and letting it sink in of what we have there. No one has to face cancer alone. No one. Not friends, family, loved ones, or themselves. And right away, when someone is diagnosed, they need information. When they're diagnosed, as many people know, you go into shock. That's all you hear is cancer. They don't hear anything else but a diagnosis. And they need information. They need to know what an overview of the cancer, treatment options, questions to ask the doctor, information about eating. How am I going to eat if I'm going through chemo and I don't have an appetite? The loved ones. Take care of yourselves, too. Mm-hmm. They wanted eggs, and I serve them eggs, and they don't want eggs. Yes, it's frustrating. It can be, and it's disheartening, and you want them to be eaten. And, you know, you have to know it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are normal, and you just don't know unless you have the information and support. And that's why we're there. That's why we're there. You know, many times people are told about us because of the wigs. You know, when the hair falls out, everyone knows about Pites Cancer Support House.
That's very true.
But it's so much more than that. It is so much more than that. So.
And it's not about one kind of cancer. I think that's a big deal, too. I've heard people say, oh, well, I thought they just had a support group for breast cancer.
Yes.
Not true at all.
And 2.5 years ago when I started, that is exactly what I heard. I thought you were just about breast cancer. And it has been my main goal to get rid of that preconceived notion about the house.
Mm-hmm.
We are not. We are about every type of cancer. We have men's support. We have every type of cancer support. And that's why I revamped our support groups. We have Journey Through Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone going through cancer can come and get information. It's amazing what you don't know and what you can learn from others. Like I've said many times, it's even buying, instead of eating with silverware that causes the metallic taste,
right?
Buying some expensive plasticware from Walmart, real plastic, and eating with that. You just don't know about things until you come into the house.
That's very true.
And you go,
true.
You know, I'm dealing with this. And someone else goes, you know, I dealt with that. This is what I did.
Whether you're first diagnosed or whether you're a survivor, there is still a place for you at Pites because your journey, the way you walked it, may be the way somebody else needs to walk it. Maybe you can hold their hand.
Right.
Or maybe they can give you even more information than you had to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly.
Never count it out. Never count out those support groups. I've heard people say that too, say, oh, support groups, those are for people that are feeling sorry for themselves. Not at all.
No.
Support groups build you up, not tear you down.
Right.
And there are so many different people from different walks of life and you can learn so much from.
Yes. There's, I mean, I had one lady, support groups, that just sounded like AA, and I don't want to go around the room and, hi, I'm so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, no, that's not at all what it's like, you know? So we really, really, I've even tried to change the name to group gatherings.
There you go.
You know,
yeah.
I mean.
Instead of support group.
Yeah.
Well, there's connotations people get, like you said, the preconceived notions that it's about people who sit around and whine. That is not it at all.
Not at all.
It's people who sit around and help each other.
Yeah, we lift each other up. We give hope. We give encouragement. We give education. And on February the 13th, Miss Corrine Heiser, she's going to come and talk about heart health for cancer survivors. She's a wonderful lady.
Love Corrine.
And we do not realize that we've got to listen to our body, even when we're 20 years out, that some of these treatments can affect your heart, can affect your bones. And that's why we're there. We're there for education. So you don't want to miss, you don't want to miss Miss Corrine. And volunteers, if you're a cancer survivor, you know, our shifts are 3.5 hours at the front desk or helping people that walk through the door and getting them information. 3.5 hours. It's not set in stone. You can work a Tuesday or you can work one time a month or you can come in and help and you will feel so much completeness that you know that you just helped somebody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In the time of they don't even know if they're going to live through this. I mean, treatments have come so far. We thank God that treatments have come so far and people are survivors of 20 years. But you never know.
No, you don't. And I've always said that the real reward from volunteering comes from within, because it is that warm feeling that you get knowing that you helped somebody. You made their day just a little bit brighter by donating your time. You don't even have to donate money, just your time. Your time is very, very valuable.
Yes. Yes.
So being a volunteer means that you are of value.
Right. Oh, definitely. We love our volunteers. And if you are a loving person and you're a caring person and you're a sensitive person and you hate being sensitive in this world, you know, but that's what it takes there.
Well, it's a perfect place for you.
Being sensitive to these people.
It's a perfect place for mm-hmm. you. And speaking of another perfect place, you've got the retreat coming up, don't you?
Oh, it's amazing. We do.
It is.
Register now. Anyone going through this treatments or just gone through it, you know, we want to celebrate them, make them feel good. It's a relaxing time. It's at Gaston's White River Resort. We're right on the river. It's March 23rd through 25th. We're hoping for beautiful weather. We will have a pampering session on Saturday, and we will go to dinner afterwards. And we'll have some crafty things to do that night.
You always have fun things to do at the retreat.
Amazing time, and it's for every age, every cancer. You know, 20 ladies. So
you make lifelong friends at this thing. Trust me on that.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me on that.
Yes, you do.
Been there. And it is an amazing, amazing weekend for these women to just, no pun intended, let their hair down and be around people who understand what you're going through.
Right.
And it's just fabulous. And you still have some scholarships available. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right.
We don't want anyone.
Is not an issue.
Right. That's right. We don't want anyone to miss this opportunity. We have this every year. And this is our first year at the Gaston's White River Resort. And it's going to be amazing.
Well, I know Clint and everybody out there at Gaston's is really looking forward to this. I talked to the folks out there just a few weeks ago, and they were saying how much they were looking forward to having this event. And again, do not let the money put you off on this. If you know somebody that really could use this weekend, call Melissa and let's get them to the retreat, because it does fill up. There's, you know, it's a limited amount, but if you know somebody who's going through a rough time, this is the time to get in touch with Melissa at Pites Cancer Support House.
It is. They'll have a wonderful time. They will be forever grateful for
Absolutely.
This experience.
Tell them how to get in touch with you, please.
Call 870-508-CARE-2273.
It's pretty easy. Pites Cancer Support House, they're open. They're there for you. Don't think that you don't belong or you can't walk through the door. It is one of the most welcoming places I've ever walked into. I'm just going to put it out there. You guys
yes.
are great.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for coming in today. Have a good weekend, Melissa.
You too.
Will do. That is going to wrap it up on this Friday for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.